Well, autumn is a great time of the year. It's a time of change. Of course, we can see that outside. The weather conditions start to change. The trees, the lawns, the landscape all start to change. We see more activity out in the farm fields, and we see lots of activity out in some patches as well, like, for example, pumpkin patches. I was looking at some information the other day and came across a website called Pumpkin Patches and More. And if you're looking for some seasonal type things to do for this time of the year, might be a pretty good resource for you. They do a really fine job putting that website together and breaking it down in different areas. If you're looking for some fun activities that you and the family can enjoy together, might be a good resource to start with here in the area. You can find local pumpkin patches. You can find pick-your-own pumpkin farms. You can find hay rides, corn mazes, fall festivals, Halloween festivals. They have events listed in every state in the United States, also in Canada, Britain, and some other countries as well. And they have all kinds of information up there also that you can find for folks that are looking for something family-oriented to do. Like, for example, if you want to find a pumpkin patch, they break it down right down to the, not just the state, but the area of the state. For example, if you wanted to go in and look at that particular website, they have all the states listed here in the United States. If you head over and click on Iowa, you'll move to another page where they'll break that down even further for you. You can look through the greater Des Moines metropolitan area. You can look through northwest Iowa, southwest Iowa, northeast Iowa, east central, along with southeast Iowa. And for example, if we just pop on southwest Iowa and take a look at that particular resource that they have, well, you can scroll down and find all of the different locations. They break them down by county. Like, for example, Cass County, they've got McCurdy's Pumpkins here in Atlantic listed, along with ours and different resources and things. You can find all kinds of information there, maps and activities and things going on. In Harrison County, Small's Fruit Farm is listed there. Montgomery County has the Hawthorne Hills Tree Farm there near Red Oak. And in addition, then you move over to Pottawatomie County, and they've got a whole lot of activities and locations going on there. There's, of course, 3B Farms just west of Griswold, where you can do all kinds of activities. And they have a lot of things listed there as well, maps and information, how to contact them, how to find them, and also all some of the activities that they have going on. They've got Dittmer's Orchard listed over by Council Bluffs. They've got the Hawkeye Farm near Council Bluffs that includes a corn maze. They also have the Pioneer Trail Orchard and Pumpkin Patch listed over near Council Bluffs. There's the Pumpkin Barn as well over near Council Bluffs that they have listed, and Welch's Orchard Pumpkin Patch as well near Council Bluffs. So a lot of those listed in the Pottawatomie County area. So if you're looking for some activities and things, might be a nice resource at least to start with, as you can find some of the activities going on there. You can search by state, you can search by county, you can break it down as much as you want to find different locations and different areas that you would like to check out. They have all kinds of different resources as well. You can find information on the season, you can find information on Halloween, you can find lots of information on jack-o'-lanterns and different types of things. If you've never actually carved any decent-looking jack-o'-lanterns, we've all tried at one time or another to carve a pumpkin, and it looks easy. It's not necessarily when we get started, depending upon what you'd like to carve. They have some tips and some instructions on how to actually carve a nice-looking jack-o'-lantern that's fully illustrated. They have tips there also for a safe and fun Halloween. They have different recipes and things, too. They have a number of pumpkin recipes. It seems like this time of the year, it's hard to go anywhere and not find pumpkin this and pumpkin that and all kinds of things with pumpkin spice. Well, if you enjoy that type of thing, they have all kinds of recipes there for you to maybe play with. Pumpkin spice muffins, pumpkin bread, pumpkin butter, pumpkin cheesecake. They have recipes for pumpkin cookies, pumpkin soup. How's that sound? They also have roasted pumpkin seed recipes, no sugar pumpkin pie, apple cider donut recipe, pumpkin muffins, and low sugar pumpkin pie. if you're not sure, that's one of the things with a lot of the different gourds is a lot of folks aren't really sure. They might shy away from those at the farmer's markets or at the grocery store simply because they really don't know much about how to prepare some of those. Well, if you're not really sure, you can check them out because they can explain to you a little bit about how to take care of those types of things. If you want to home can pumpkins, or if you're thinking about doing some different things there too in preparing, they can share with you some different ideas to be able to take care of some of those things for you and your family. They have lots of different resources there to check out as well. Like, for example, how do you choose a pumpkin? Do you really know what you're looking for when you go out to check one out? Well, if you're looking for a pumpkin that you'd like to decorate, maybe to paint or to carve, then they suggest that you should look for a pumpkin that is visually appealing, evenly a deep orange, and the shape is just whatever happens to appeal to you. There's no set shape. If it grew on its side and has a flat spot, you can make that or use it as part of your design. You can also make it free from cuts. You want to make sure it's free from cuts, soft spots, and bruises. They said the flesh should feel hard and not give easily because infections can invade easily and then cause some rot. You also want to make sure the stem is attached and then store it carefully, especially if you pick it from the vine yourself. There are a lot of pumpkin patches around the area where you can go out and pick your own pumpkins. So cure a fresh-picked pumpkin by make sure you keep it in a dry place once you get it home. Don't handle or disturb it. Curing toughens up the rind, makes it less prone to rot. And they said pumpkins will actually keep for months in a cool environment. Like a cool, dry basement, for example, someplace with low humidity, maybe 50 to 65 degrees. And they also said if you like roasted or baked pumpkin seeds, you can save the seeds from any pumpkin. And then they also have some, again, pumpkin pie recipes and different types of things like that. There are some different varieties of pumpkins as well. The sugar is excellent for baking. They said jack-o'-lanterns, of course, are the most common for carving. There's white lumina. Those are unusual. Medium-sized white pumpkins. There are all kinds of mini pumpkins as well that folks like to use for decorations. And then many different varieties of gourds are available as well that are used for decorations. Also, and you can find all kinds of different information about those types of things as well on that website, Pumpkin Patches and More. They can help you with a lot of those different types of things if you happen to be looking for those. And they'll also shoot you off to some different websites that have other information as well. And a lot of it has to do with similar types of things, corn mazes. There are different zombie paintball locations and things. And then as we get later in the season, you can find Christmas tree farms and different information like that as well. There are all kinds of environmental resources and information for consumers. Then there are other information sources there, too, for local pick-your-own type locations, like fruits and vegetables, some different fruit and vegetable festivals, local honey sources, meat, milk, and egg sources in local areas. You can find all kinds of different information. Winery tours and tastings are other ones. There's information there with consignment locations and things that you can do outside, like horse rides and things like that. So if you're looking for some different activities and things, again, this time of the year to do with the family, it might be a great place to visit just to find out some different ideas and some different locations. And then once you get that information, you can also call ahead, too, and make sure. A lot of folks like to use pumpkins and things for a lot of different reasons this time of the year. Folks like to grow their own. Folks like to use them to not just decorate the house, but decorate in different ways. I didn't realize it was a thing, but it says here they also have a lot of information there about using pumpkins for weddings. Some folks, if they get married this time of the year, enjoy using pumpkin patch locations or perhaps decorating up their activities, their halls and things with pumpkins and things, gourds, different types of things for this time of the year. So if you enjoy those kinds of things, and as we get closer to Halloween, of course, you might want to check out some of those other bits of information, too, with regard to the youngsters and the Halloween season as that gets closer and closer. So again, maybe check that out. Pumpkinpatchesandmore.org is the website. Pretty good resource for a lot of different information sourced from all over the United States, and several other countries as well. Check it out if that's something that maybe you and your family want to enjoy here this season.